Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
and every one of you. I know that God isn't. I know you position yourself in a place to where God is providing for you in your life. I'm telling you right now, you might not have a different desires that you want. I'm telling you right now, if you walk in truth with God, I know for a fact that God is meeting your every need. you. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you keep pushing, you keep going. Your every need is going to be met. I'm just so excited to thank God for what he is doing. I'm telling you, I'm so excited to get up every morning. My God, you might hear me or might not hear me, but you got to believe I'm up here with you and for you to come and commune at the table with the Spirit of the living God. And when I see you at the table, when you coming at the table, I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact you don't have to worry too much longer, because you already on your way out, because you're doing every necessary steps, my God Almighty, for you can begin to come on out. So I just thank God for you, and I'm telling you right now, saints of God, this is what it has to take, my God. And just thinking about it, just think about it, just a few minutes. Amen. It's just a few minutes. It's an hour. Amen. What? Just think about it. Before you start your morning, and before you end it and go to sleep, in just a few minutes, amen, that we get all God's requirement asked, that we can spend this time, God, to meet with him. So I just give God the glory, and I thank God, and I give him the praise, thanks to God. Listen, I just want to send a shout out to all our family, my God, internationally, and also nationally right here and very own the United States of America. We bless God for, we pray for our brothers and sisters over there in Charlotte. Amen. We pray for you all, letting you know we're here standing and prayer with you all. Amen. And we pray for our brothers and sisters all over the world, regardless if you have views and point of views that we might agree with or might not agree with, but nevertheless, you still are a child of God. Regardless if you accept him or don't accept him, you still a child of God. And we just want to send our love and a shout out and just tell you, my God Almighty, that God loves you. And at the end of the day, if you could give him opportunity to show his love for you in your life, you'll understand and you'll see that he loved me the whole time. I just thank God for you all, saints of God. And I'm telling you right now, you got to keep pressing. Press through the fire. Keep pressing through the storm. Keep pressing, my God Almighty, because your testimony is right here. Your testimony going to be now. And I just thank God for what he is doing, because he is worthy to be praised. I love that. I love that. I love that. He is worthy to be praised. Saints of God, we want to invite you to come and celebrate with us the whole month, my God Almighty, of September. Every Sunday, we're going to be in celebration for God for our anniversary. My God Almighty, I want you to come on out, have a celebration with us. My God, heal and see what God is doing within that year, within that time. And I just thank God for what he is doing, my God. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited for what he is doing and what he already done in people's life, and my God. And I'm just so geared up and so excited for what he is going to keep, continue to keep on doing. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you got to stay the course. I wish I could tell you it's any other way. My God Almighty, the same course that is laid out for you is the same course that is laid out for me or laid out for anybody, regardless of what their title may be. We have to stay the course if we're going to keep seeing the blessings. My God, I want to see the residual blessings. I thank God for the nuggets, but you know what? The nuggets, my God Almighty, is just enough, but it's not there to feel you. It's just enough to get you to the next nugget. Amen. I don't want to keep going to the next nugget. I want the residual. Put me where that table is spread. Let me carry my own packed lunch. My God Almighty, or let me get me a buffet like Golden Corral, and I can just begin to grab and grab and grab. My God, I just want the residual of the blessings of the Lord. As he says, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I want to see that flowing in my life, and I'm pretty sure you want to see it flowing in your life, because you just ain't getting up in the morning tuning in for your time to be wasted. Amen. Amen. Praise of God. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and hush up my mouth. You once again, you know, when you give a preacher the mic, the preacher just keep going on in a dialogue, and you know. So let me go ahead and bring in Mother Jackson, my God, to intercede and pray with us. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you. Good morning, Pastor Temple. First, Father God, I come to you. I'm going to say, giving you the honor who's the head of my life. And to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and every ADM member. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you once more this morning, God. just thank you, God, just for another day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you how you breathe upon us, God, and begin to, every activity, begin to work fine in our bodies in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you for that. Some of us are broken up. Some of us are hurting, God. But yet and still, God, we give you thank you. We glorify your name this morning, God. Thank you how you kept us out last night, God. And this is another brand new day, God. We thank you just for that, God. We thank you how you had your angels fetch against our windows and our doors, God. No thief didn't come in, nor a robbery, God. Oh, God, we thank you for how you're providing for us, God. How you're doing, working miracles in these last days. How you're healing. How you're opening doors up that never could be opened, God. And we thank you for some doors that you have shut in our life that can never be opened anymore. God, so we say thank you, God. We thank you for beginning to shake us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for letting us begin to just know that you are the way, that we all need to be guided in your way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. We appreciate you so much, God, that we don't mind getting up in the morning, begin to pray to you, God, begin to glorify in your name, God. Because we know, God, without you, we can't do nothing. But in, with our faith through you, we can do our faith. In the name of Jesus, God, we just hold America up this morning to you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you work a miracle, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you just deliver this country, God. That when we look through and for, God, oh, it's construction on every hand. But we know that and still you're in the midst, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning, God, that you create in us a clean heart. Renew that right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, don't let us walk around with malice, hatred, anger in our heart, God. Let us give it all to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, help us this morning, God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to keep clean thoughts in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us go around encouraging somebody. Somebody has feel like they can't even get up from the floor. Oh, but God, let us go and tell them that they can. Oh, because there's a man named Jesus Christ. He'll give you the strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. And let us begin to take our hands and help them get up. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us run, God, like never before. Don't let us stop. Don't let us be weary in nothing, God. Let us know that you're with us even in the race. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray that you continually, God, let us put on the whole armor of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, we come to you. Humbleness, we know how, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the humbling, God. Continue to teach us, God, to be humble. He comes on a little and just magnify you, God. No matter what it looks like, just begin to give you the praises. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for working every situation out, God. We lift up every marriage couple in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you put a fence, a shield, protection around them, God. We pray, God, let them begin to pray together, to cry out to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the situation is, let them have enough faith, God, to kind of all shape, that know that you will fix it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, for amazing grace, God. We realize it hadn't been for amazing grace, God. Some of us been long gone in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you this morning, God. We lift up the homeless to you this morning, God. We lift up the kids for getting ready to go to school this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, even for the unsaved, God, this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to save, deliver, and set free. We pray, God, that you continue to walk the kids to school, God, and bring them back safely. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for the kids' home, God, the one that has corruption in it, God. We pray, God, we speak peace into the home today. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to be a provider for them, God. When they come from school, they have food put on their table, prepared and cooked already. In the name of Jesus, God, We thank you, Lord, this morning for being a mind regulator for us, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the love that you have put in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No matter what arise, no matter what no one say, God, we can still love anyhow, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. No matter, God, we thank you for the standard that you have put in us, God. No matter what nobody says, oh, God, we thank you that we still can stand, God. We can thank you, God, because we are the voice, your voice, God. If you say stand, God, we'll stand in the mighty name of Jesus, God. If you say go left, we'll go left in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you how you're teaching us, God. Death in the army of the Lord. Oh, God. We thank you how you're teaching us, God. We thank you how you're stretching us, God. We thank you, God, how you're turning a fire upon us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We know, realize, God, we realize we're going through trials and tribulations. Yet and still we can give you the glory. Yet and still we can praise you like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as a man of God come forth, God, with your word, God, we pray, God, that you continue to bless them like never before. Oh, God, we pray, God, that your perfect will continually be done in him. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you this morning. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, let your perfect will be done, God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Always a heartfelt and a dynamic prayer. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I'm telling you in his precious name, and God is going to keep continue to pressure you and continue to take you where you need to go. But you're just going to have to submit. And submit unto the Lord. And when you submit unto the Lord, you're going to see that God is going to take you. Amen. That's what submission is. Once you submit, other words, it's no more of your will, no more of your thinking. It's no more of you. He could take you. Because one thing about God, I want y'all to understand this. God is a gentleman. He is not going to sit there and wrestle back and forth and go back and forth with you. He will turn you over to a renovated mind. He will leave you right there. He'll let you have it, because at the end of the day, the platform is free will. You got to understand that the platform is free will. So whatever your decisions may be, God will leave it. So God wants you all, my God wants us to be submissive upon him, be submissive to his word. Notice where I emphasize that his word, not the word that is coming from interpretation of men. One thing I have a method to where, my God, you could tell me something or you could teach me something, but until I go back and start studying in it myself, I'm not going to digest it. Y'all hear me? I'm not going to digest it. That's why, saints of God, we have to get to that place to where we begin to be students of the gospel. For the Bible said, and Hosea said, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. In other words, we are not getting knowledge from the gospel. We begin to get knowledge from other sources that is really, my God, putting our way of perceptions of different things, and it's not in its right methods. Amen. Listen, I want to share something with you. Before I share something with you this morning, I want to give a shout out to our very own minister, Juanita. Amen. We love her. I want to give a shout out to her. At the end of the day, say, sir, God, you will be hearing her voice back again. I want to give a shout out to Minister Juanita. We thank God for her. Usually on the day, many of you will be hearing her on today. Amen. And we just love her. Okay, amen. Listen, I want to get into something right quick and help motivate you and help get you all to see see a different, or take you a little bit deeper, take you a little bit further, amen, in your prayer life and in your outlook and perceptions with the Lord. Let me get Pastor Smith's spirit stirred up a little bit, amen. Then we're going to bring in Pastor Smith, amen. Listen, I'm going to help you. I'm going to take you a little deeper real quick with something, and I want to just go ahead and give you a little something. Matthew 26 and 24, it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You hear me? My God, I'm like, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yeah, I really want to bring this back to we all, because this has been interpreted so many ways, but I want to bring this morning back into the correct interpretation, because I want to expand and I want your prayer life to go into a depthness of place with God. But in order for it to do that, as we've been talking and start sharing and pulling the scripture apart on Monday's night, my God, we got to make sure we have the correct, my God, understanding with different things for we can be very successful disciples, my God, in the world of, in today's world. Amen. It says, watch well as pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This done been interpreted as that watch well as pray as I need to watch another individual. I need to watch another individual, another person. Amen. Because once we've seen that part, it say, the flesh is weak. Amen. So we'll begin to look at this, say, you know, hey, you got to watch this individual. You better do this, because, you know, we got this flesh going on. You better have that eye on them, watch as well as pray. And I'm here to tell you, no. That interpretation is incorrect. Why? My God, Almighty, let me help you. Because if you take the word, because this word temptation, remember that we're in the New Testament. So if we're in the New Testament, we're going to be dealing with Greek translation, Greek translation, and on different meaning. Amen. So when he said, let's fall into temptation, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation, let's find out what God is talking about. Amen. That word temptation is, my God, pronounced in the Greek as paramos, amen. And it means, watch it, I want y'all to catch this one. And it means a inner temptation to sin. What is it? Inner temptation to do what? To sin. Watch this one. I love this one right here. Rebellion against God. Rebellion against God. So guess what? So now this scripture, my God, is dealing with who? It's dealing with the inner of you. It's dealing with your inner self. So now we know what it's dealing with. It's dealing with who? Us. It's talking about the temptation that goes on in the inner part of who? Of us. Not your neighbor, not your coworker, not your friend, not this here. In the inner part of us. You know how many, some, you know how some of us sometimes, my God Almighty, we get to the place to where we know this sister don't like us, and we're going to put on our shoes. We'll wear certain things just in case if this individual want to pop off, we're going to be ready, my God, to take this joker. Y'all hear me, my God? Y'all hear me? To deal with this joker. So what you just did, you position yourself to be tempted, my God, to be tempted or to be provoked into a confrontational that is not of God. Y'all hear me? The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. The flesh is always weak, and the flesh is talking about, it talks about a body of an individual. Pastor, where are you going with this? Amen. Where I'm going with this? Amen. Because we got to understand that it's different levels of temptation of sin when it pertaining to us within ourselves. Y'all hear me? My God, we understand that this one that we'll look at as the one that as drugs and as alcohol and as using certain words that is not of God, that is what it is, a first dimension of sin. That's the first dimension. But this one right here, when the Greek was talking about, my God, dealing with sin, rebellion against God, it's talking about the third dimension. Those that have been with ABM and following this for a while, I went through some different levels of teaching this year. I want to bring it back because I want your prayer life to really expand and you really sell out in it. So the third is, my God Almighty, that where it talks about rebellion against God, temptation, inner temptation, inner sin, talking about your inner self. Where you going, Pastor? Many of us, God then told us to do certain things, but yet we fell into temptation of sleep. Many of us, God then told us, listen, I need you to get up and pray. Listen, I need you to get ready to fast. But we don't fell in temptation of what? This world. So guess what? We don't rebel against who? We don't rebel against God. Now, him, we don't rebel against God. So we be repent for everything else, but we forget about, listen, I don't rebel against God because God told me to pray. I didn't pray. God told me to do this. I didn't do this. God told me to give this. I didn't give. God told me that the Spirit was leading me for I could be into a place of commune with him. I did not do it. Amen. And so, therefore, I did what? I rebelled against God. So, in other words, the Bible says, especially in this verse, I need to be watching of myself. Many of us, we got to understand, we know everybody else, we know this individual, we know that individual, but we got to understand that we got to make sure we are paying attention to ourselves, paying attention to what's in us. My God Almighty, we can get so caught up in some shatarodomosha, God don't show me you woman of God, God don't show me man of God, but what about God showing you about you? Okay, amen. Once we understand for us to be better disciples, now we can come into a place to help somebody else to also to be better disciples. You can't help somebody in discipleship if you're not into that place of being a good disciple yourself. You hear me? So we got to get into a place to where we are good disciples with God. Like how he looked upon Job, he said, Look at my good and faithful servant. It's none like him, because Job was doing things as a he went over beyond the call of duty as a disciple or as a believer from God. Saints of God, I want you to get to a place to where you're going beyond, not so spiritual deep, you know, y'all hear me, but you got a balance in your life. I'm talking about you very obedient to who? You're obedient to God. You got this time, you got time set apart for the Lord, you got time set apart for yourself, for your family, then you got some more time set apart for the Lord, because at the end of the day, my God, you want to put God in position where God looks upon you and say, look at my servant. And now you're in a position with God. Whatever you ask, y'all hear me, whatever you ask, it shall be given. See, many people, we quote that scripture and we say these things, and yes, we believe it, but that is a place of position. Y'all hear me? That is a place of position. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be. These are places of position. And as we go along, I'm really going to drop down into it. Amen? So you have to position yourself so you can get. And so many people saying it, but yet they have not found it. So many people saying, I'm knocking, but yet the door ain't be open. Why? Because you are not positioned. You can believe, but if you're not positioned, you're not going to get no response. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty. Satan is a believer, but he's not in position no more, so he cannot get a response. Y'all about to leave me alone this morning. My God Almighty. So you got to get in position, and when you are in position, you'll be in position to receive from the Lord. Regardless of who God might want to use or who he used, you want to be in position. Watch this. I want to go this here. Pastor Swift, I'm going to bring him in just in a moment right after this point right here. Say to God, when you pray, and once we start getting into prayer, amen, I describe it as an airplane. I describe it as an airplane, how the airplanes run down a runway and they begin to take off. And as they begin to take off, sometimes you'll feel a little turbulence before it get into the proper altitude. And as it get taken off, it keep climbing, keep climbing, keep climbing. Then next thing you know, they begin to level out. Once it level out, you'll see the seatbelt sign or the conductor, he get on the mic and begin to tell you, say, listen, now you can go, but if you're sitting in your seat, keep your seatbelt on in case we find some air that is, you know, undisturbed, you know, disturbed air. Amen. So it then get to level off, amen. But before it level off, it's climb. You're just like that in the spirit realm. They have a certain limit of baggage that you could bring on. They have a certain limit of things that you could bring on. If things look like it's starting to be too heavy, too cluttered, amen, they'll start making other arrangements because a certain amount of weight they want to make sure they have in there, because too heavy a weight, it probably caused some problems, you know, or we might not have the best of taking off, amen. Same thing in the spirit realm, saints of God. My God Almighty, we got to make sure before we begin to take off, that's why the Bible tell you, strip yourself naked. You got to repent and clean. My God, offer up to God, because you want to be able to take off into the spirit realm properly. You want to begin to take off in your prayer life, my God Almighty, not heavy, not going to bed, sleep, and you got all these issues. You're worried about how rent going to be paid. You're worried about how things is going to be met. Ends means going to be met. You're going to bed, husband and wife, going to bed, mad with each other. My God, the Bible say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So steady your spirit, or your spirit is trying to get into the proper attitude. The proper attitude where it's going at is trying to go through the third heaven. It's trying to get a breakthrough in heaven. It's trying to get that breakthrough. That's where you're going, to the breakthrough. Your spirit is going into the heaven. So first of all, you got to pass by what this heaven and this world. That's the first. The second one, you got to go past the princes of powers, rulers of darkness, where we start to break down on the Monday nights. Amen. That's where you're going to start experiencing some turbulence at, because now in prayer, now you start having all these thoughts that you're not worthy. You remember this, what you did on last night. You remember that what you did on last night. The bite. You know, now you start having all these things starting to come back up, your little arguments that you had, things that you don't say it out of your mouth, and all this kind of stuff here. You in a attitude where you got demonic entities don't want you to keep clamming. Amen. But the Bible says, my God Almighty, we got to make sure we are not falling into temptation, because at the end of the day, long as you keep the luggage, my God, that doesn't supposed to be that doesn't supposed to be on your spiritual plane, you're going to keep clamoring. And now you can get into a place with God, and you can begin to commune with Him. Pray, my God Almighty, without ceasing. Y'all hear me? My God, don't get yourself so caught up throughout the day to where you can't even come on and commune with God, and you're giving God some mediocre stuff. And that's the problem with saints. We're giving God something, but we're not giving Him His best. Let me tell you something. You might as well save it and keep it, because God is not accepting it. You hear me? Let's begin to give Him His best. I gave people my best throughout the day. I gave my job my best. I gave this gospel person that want a gospel so much, I don't gave them my best upcoming things that I can give them. So now I got to come to a place and a time to where we have to give God our best. Give Him our best, regardless of whatever it is. I believe, I don't care what it is, give God your best. And once you start seeing God your best, you busting through the aptitudes, and now you can be receiving the best that God has for you on the level that you are on. My God, my God. Pastor Smith, let me go ahead and bring you on in. My God Almighty, God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to Christ who's ahead of my life. Amen. To my wife, to my pastor and first lady. Amen. Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, and to the ADM family. Praise God. And to the radio family out there, I give honor and praise to God for you. Amen. For tuning in on today. And I just had a few nuggets on today, just piggybacking off of the pastor. The first one, he talked about rebellion. Amen. Rebellion. Remember, I came a few days ago and I was talking about kicking against the system of God. Amen. And in His word, He said, you can't kick against the prick. You can't do that in serving God. Amen. You can't kick against His system. It's just not going to work. Amen. And we, with our little puny minds, we'll try to outthink or outmaneuver God because of something that we want. Amen, praise God. It is probably something that we need. Praise God. But we'll try to maneuver, amen, for that thing to come in fruition for us. Amen. We're not in alignment. Amen. Rebellion. Amen. Remember Moses in the book of Exodus. Amen. When the children of Israel were crying out for water, and
Amen.
God told Moses, you go and, you know, you speak to that rock.
Speak to it.
And the rock will bring forth the water.
Come
Moses
on.
Moses didn't listen to that. Okay, talking about the inner sinning that we do. So,
Amen.
And Moses made up in his mind, inside his mind, that, you know what, I'm going to go over here because I'm angry at these hard-headed, stiff-necked people. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to strike this rock. And that's just what he did. And the water still came out. But you know what? God counted that as one strike against Moses. Because he sinned. He rebelled. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be like Moses. Let us not be like Moses. And sometimes, you know, if we're not watching and we're not praying for ourselves and the things that we're doing for God, something will come on us unaware. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we have to have that wisdom in there. Praise God. And watch and pay attention. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes God will be talking to us and we're not even paying attention. We're looking the other way. Praise God. Amen. Second individual, Jonah. God told Jonah to go
Amen.
Down there to Nineveh and preach to the people in Nineveh. Jonah's going to take it upon himself. Well, I ain't going down there and preach. I ain't going to listen to God. So I'm going to jump on this ship, and I'm going to go away and try to hide. So Jonah tried to steal away. But guess what? It didn't work. Amen. When we kick against the system of God, it does not work. And if we don't know that by now, we need to get a checkup from the neck up. Amen. God is our daddy. He's our father. Amen. He'll never tell us anything wrong. He's not a man that he would lie. And you know you don't have to worry about that. So why even entertain? So now the other thing that I want to talk about. Amen. And being a rebel. Amen. See, rebels don't want to do things the right way. They don't want to be into alignment. They can't stand things being in correctness or being right. They want to do the opposite. That's a rebel. Amen. You can't be a rebel serving God. Amen. And doing contrary to what God's word is what he says he wants us to do. Amen. Can't be a rebel. Let me tell you how, amen, the enemy comes in when we decide that we're going to be a rebel. Remember the pastor was talking about everything starts in the spiritual realm. Amen. Praise God. That's where it starts. That's where it's happening. Everything going on, the battle and everything is going on in the spiritual realm all around us right now. Praise God. And then the enemy comes, amen, to us. And it's so easy for him to get into where? Our mind. Amen. Because this is a focal system for us, our spirit man, in our mind. Amen. So a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. So if you're thinking rebellion, you're thinking, oh, God don't know nothing about me. God is not going to help me. Where is my God now? Amen. Praise God. In your mind. The devil, he uses that. Amen. Even seasoned saints, he can come in your mind if you're not being aware, watching and praying, and cause some chaos and some rebellion for you. Amen. But we who are in Christ Jesus, amen, living in the last and evil days, praise God. Pay attention. Pray. 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 Amen. When you pray, get up and take action. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let your mind become an aerial workshop for the enemy. Amen. Don't do it. Amen. And again, I say, don't buck against God's system. You know, the word of God is coming around and it seems like the same word keeps coming. Pay attention to that. God is getting ready to do something. Amen. And a lot of us are not getting it. That's why God keeps sending it and sending it and sending it until we get it. Amen. When we get that word that God is sending to us, amen, then we can go to the next level. But if you're not climbing Jacob's ladder to the next rung, we really need to check ourselves. Amen. And it just don't go for the lay people. That's for us leaders too. Amen.
Amen.
I got to be first partaker because there was only one that was perfect, and that was Jesus Christ himself. So saints, wake up. Wake up as you see the day fastly approaching. You know, tomorrow is not promised. And we know a lot of stuff is going on. People are saying this, people are saying that. You know, wars, rumors of wars. But what does the word of God say? And Jesus said, I'm going to come back like a thief in the night. Amen. And when he comes back, he's going to gather unto himself his children, his people. Amen. Don't you want to be in that number? Amen. Secure your spot in that number. Amen. Time is too short. Amen. But when we see people start disappearing, amen, praise God, then we'll know what's going on. There begins the great rapture. So be in that number. Don't miss that train. Amen. So all these words that you're getting, even when Mother Helen comes and give us a drive-by, amen, it's for your good. Amen. It's for our good. Amen. Amen. And the clock is ticking. Again, I say, don't buck God's system. Get into the flow. Amen. Praise God. And give God the glory and the honor and the praise. And worship him. Amen. And share the good news and the gospel with somebody else. Well, I hope my little nugget encouraged somebody on today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Back into the hands of our pastor and prophet, Temple Stevens.
Amen. Thanks to God. Watch. Well, let's pray that ye may not enter into parnos. That's the Greek translation for temptation. Amen. Temptation. Let's begin to watch ourselves. So many of us is positioning our spirit, position our life to be tempted. My God, especially in prayer. We'll get so busy throughout that day, and next thing you know, we'll be like, oh, I can't go to sleep. Go to sleep late and wake up, and my God, we can't get into prayer. You don't position yourself where the Bible says, don't position yourself to be tempted. My God, to be tempted. To be tempted to do what? To disobey God. Because at the end of the day, saints, my God Almighty, if you really sit down and think about it, how much time we are really giving God? Can you really sit down and think about it and just see how much time you really spending time with God and how much time you going out throughout your day and doing different things in the world that you are doing? How can we give God mediocre stuff, but yet we're not giving the world mediocre stuff? Something is not right with that. Amen. So we got to be better disciples if we're going to be helping if we're going to be able to help individual here on earth. Amen. Let's begin to look at ourselves in the mirror and let's begin to be better disciples. Let's bring up our prayer life. Amen. We cannot go no higher, my God Almighty, if we got all kinds of stuff on us. My God, let's begin to bring it up, seek God, my God, my God. So, and also, I want to throw this nugget out of here. Beginning September the 1st, my God, we'll have our fast instruction on next week on Sunday, saints of God. Saints of God, 8 a.m., we will be in fasting beginning September the 1st. for about a week. And anyone our followers and our listeners that is tuning in and listening to us, my God Almighty, no matter what part of the world you're at, if you want to participate and join in, my God, I want you to participate and I want you to come and be a part and to join in us with fasting. Amen. We got to be people back into fasting and the prayer. This is what it's going to take for us to stay in the position for God to keep pouring and keep blessing us, for we can keep having results into our life. My goal is I want you to have results. And I know it's going to be a time in the day when God calls you. We all get called on up. We're going to be going to heaven. My God Almighty, but at the end of the day, my God, you can experience heaven right here on earth. You can see God demonstration power right here on earth. Amen. Let's not be like the man of God that Pastor Smith was just talking about. My God Almighty, how Moses, when God told Moses to speak to the rock, he smacked it because he had allow people to bring him into temptation or bring him into a character that God wasn't approved of. Amen. What Moses did, he did not sin against the people. He sinned against who? He sinned against God. Don't be like Jonah. When God told him to go and preach, my God, he want to do, he looking at the people like, God, these folks right here and all this kind of stuff here. Don't allow people and don't allow issues and things in life to cause you to give God, my God, to not give God your best. Amen. Because who's at fault? It's not the people at fault. Even though you allow them to provoke you, you allow them to tempt you to go there, my God Almighty, but yet you don't sin against who? You don't sin against God. So therefore, before I get off this line and I get off, before we get off to this morning, and we're going to come right back on this afternoon, my God, and be in communion with our very own Mother Helen. And I just want to pray, and I dare you to come in prayer with me to repent. God, repent. We repent on different things that we do with rebellion of men, rebellion of people, rebellion of instructions, God. But yet, God, we fail to realize that many times we don't rebel against you. Rebel against you when you told us to pray. Rebel against you when you told us, hey, it's time to get some rest because you're not going to make it in communion with me. We don't want to be like how Adam was in the garden when you've been looking for him. Where is thou, Adam? We don't want you to call our name. Where's thou, Pastor Temple? Where's thou, Pastor Smith? Where's thou, Sister Kim? Where's thou? We want to be individual that we are in place and that you already know where we're at. So, God, therefore, we repent for the things in the spirit that we know of and we don't know of. And the things that we don't know of, God, help us to bring to our understanding. Help us to bring it into the place of our intellect for we can really understand and grasp the whole, for we won't continue to take a course that is unpleasing within you. Help us, God, and lead us and show us, God, for we won't continue to fall into the places that you are very unpleased with. So, God, therefore, we repent on the third heavens. We repent and ask you to forgive us for our disobedience to things here on this earth, as you don't told us to do. Help us to be better disciples. Say so, God, I'm so excited. If you said that prayer with me, my God Almighty, you are on your way. And I'm telling you right now, we got to be across the board, disciples for God, disciples for Jesus. Amen. It's good that you go to church and we go to church and we're faithful to the church. And amen. But at the end of the day, the number one individual that we got to make sure we are in alignment with, that is our Lord and Savior, my God Almighty. And I'm telling you right now, until then, my God, I'm so good. It's just getting hot and hot every day. My God, we're going to be back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., but also tonight at 7 p.m., we'll be on with our very own Mother Helen. I know she'll be giving some good crisp rib. That's that old school cooking, y'all, where they put their toenail and elbow. That's what we call it, put that elbow and that foot in that food. Amen. We're going to hear how she's going to put that foot in that food tonight at 7 p.m. I see you then, and that's Eastern Standard Time. We love you all. God bless you.